all about her, her body, her mind, her wellness, her sex, her relationships, her aging, her beauty. It's Her Radio. Starring acclaimed entrepreneur and women's advocate, Michelle King Robeson, and leading women's health expert, the doc who walks the talk, Dr. Pam Peek.
All right, Michelle, now come on. How many times have I told you that weight loss is a mental game? Have I not said that?
I think you said that when I was telling you that I was eating raw cookie dough.
Okay. All right. So that was that was not a pretty day, was it? But
no.
It is a mental game.
And it's never happened again since.
Yeah. And so, you know, when we talk about, you know, mental games, we're talking about, wow, you know, do you have the power to understand what's going on? Are you empowered? Well, we have with us Maria Mozafar, who's a founder and sole operator of one of the coolest projects around. Remember we looked this up, Michelle, and I was just like, wow, what is this? It's called The Skinless Project. And that is, who you are is a heck of a lot more than, you know, it's skin deep. You know, what's that about? It's a revolutionary, out-of-the-box company dedicated to women and empowerment. And we want to welcome Maria Mozafar to Her Radio. And we're going to be looking at this whole issue of your body, this weight loss thing, and the mental game, and how this relates back to empowerment and the Skinless Project. So welcome, Maria. And I think part of this is so personal for you, because didn't you shed something like 50 pounds and related your struggle back to the whole issue of empowerment?
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for having me, and I am so excited to talk to your audience, and you're exactly right. So I had twins about 19 months ago, and they're the light of my life. I also have a five-year-old, and I wanted to enjoy them. I wanted to enjoy waking up with them. I wanted to enjoy feeding them, and those moments fly away way too fast, and I did very, very much feel that if I was physically fit, I would be emotionally fit, and I'd be able to enjoy what life is bringing to me versus being tired and exhausted. So I was on a mission to enjoy life, every aspect of it. So after I had those babies, and mind you, I delivered at 39 weeks. One was 7 pounds and one was 6.5 pounds. They were not small babies. I committed myself to lose the weight as fast as possible, not to fit into a size 4 or a size 2, but to enjoy my life in those moments that were in front of me right then and there. And that's why I strongly feel that weight loss is a mental game.
So let's talk about that mental game. What do you, tell me how you feel like it's a mental game?
Well, you know, there's a lot of things tied to weight loss for women, which includes body image, which includes how you feel about yourself, how you perceive yourself. It also is connected to what kind of significance you put on your physical exterior. And for me and the company as well that I started 2 years ago, the Skinless Project, is focused on this, is empowering women to understand that they are more than skin deep. But that takes a mental trigger. It's not just getting to the gym, and it's not just recognizing that you need to eat right and watch your calories. It's about the fact of why you are doing what you're doing. Do you understand the power that you have and the power that you're losing when you're not enjoying your life? Now, when you're on a treadmill and you're in a spin class, you can work as hard as you want. But isn't it much easier to get on the treadmill and be in that spin class when you actually like yourself, when you actually feel and understand how good you are as a person and how the other aspects of your life that you're not struggling with is something you should celebrate? Once you go onto that treadmill, when you go onto that treadmill with that power and with that recognition that you have this amazing life and you just want to maximize that amazing life, that mental power takes over. And it's not about this hurts and my knees hurt and my back hurts and I miss that cupcake. It's about I can't wait to get home. I can't wait to start the day. Isn't the sun beautiful? Isn't the day beautiful?
Right.
I can be courageous in my career. And you need your mental game in there every day, and the same way you need to apply it to your physical fitness and your physical goals. And
Maria, I have actually a name for it, and this was actually a quote from me in a WebMD interview. You know, I've done a tremendous amount of work with WebMD as a physician, and it says that experts say that having the right attitude can help you think yourself thin. If you want to succeed at weight loss, you need to cut the mental fat. That's what I call it, sort of the fathead thing, mental fat, and that will lead to cutting the waistline fat or wherever it may be. And so what we're talking about here is making certain that you understand that the first thing you actually have to honor is the ability to be able to get your head on straight with this whole thing. Why are you doing this? You're not a robot. You're not just going to hop up on a treadmill and do your thing. You've got to have that mental driver. So I have a question for you. How have you been able to, with all of this, maintain the weight loss itself? Because those are two different processes. One is dropping it. One is maintaining it. So here we are, X number of weeks, months later. What are the secrets there?
Well, let me respond by giving a couple of quick fixes for the physical part of it, and then I can talk a little bit about the mental. The secrets for the physical part of it is that you become very, very clear on who your allies and enemies are when it comes to the grocery store. And you start to develop a love for foods, which are your allies, you start to develop a love for their taste. And I've always eaten healthy and I've always exercised, but obviously this is a new paradigm for me when I had the twins. But I had to maintain that. I had to fall in love with beets. And I had to see chocolate chip cookies and a dozen of them as something that's not pro-me, you know? And so fall in love with the foods that are there for you. There are natural foods that are there to help you enjoy your life, and that's what you need to focus on. The second thing is activities that are physically demanding, that you are afraid of or that you're worried about, that you don't want to get up in the morning, make a game out of it. I have done 3 triathlons now, and the third one I did this past summer after I had the twins. And the thing that kept me going is that I wanted to get a picture of me and my 3 kids at the finish line. And so I made a game out of it, you know. The weight loss was done, but now it was exciting to do a swim faster. It was exciting to run faster. So the secret for the physical aspect is find something that you enjoy, make it competitive, make it fun, and before you know it, you'll start shedding the pounds and keeping that weight off. The mental game is always, always just keep a positive attitude. That's the biggest thing.
So, Maria, let me ask you one quick question because we're running out of time. I just want one quick question. Give us a tip or two to offer to our listeners who are trying to win the mental game of weight loss really fast.
Love yourself and always remember that your opinion is the only one that's going to go down with you every day.
I love that. You know, that goes really deep, doesn't it, Michelle? It basically says, hey, you know, if you don't have respect for yourself, if you don't honor yourself, then, you know, what's the point anyway?
Well, it's kind of like what Maria says, you know, anyway. We are more than skin deep, right?
Right. And we're about women's empowerment. That's really what it is. We want to thank Maria Mozafar, who's a founder of The Skinless Project. Go to theskinlessproject.com and scope out this marvelous website as we learn that weight loss is a mental game. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson.
Don't forget to check out skinlessproject.com. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Stay well.